Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Smells Like Business, where you can learn more about the current and future state of cannabis, CBD, and hemp in Europe. Every episode, we talk to different cannabis experts and entrepreneurs, making it easier for you to understand the cannabis industry. I'm your host, Tom, and today I will give a review of HamCan and the ICBC, two cannabis conferences held in Germany. I've been out of the office and out of action for a while, but for good reason, and now I'm back with a vengeance. So, the past few weeks have been very busy as I attended these two events, cannabis events, I should say, in Germany, where Smells Like Business was a media partner. The first was HamCan in Hamburg, and the second was the ICBC in Berlin. And well, honestly, I actually only managed to attend one of the events in the end, and I'll explain why shortly. So, as I'm sure any of you who have attended or participated in any trade shows or business conferences will know, these types of events require a lot of preparation. And we were attending these events not only for the podcast, but also to promote our copywriting and SEO services, and also to participate in a panel discussion on international business development. But alas, it was not meant to be in Hamburg. Those of you who follow me on LinkedIn will know that things got a little bit complicated when Jeanette Patch, our CEO, and myself took the train to Hamburg from Copenhagen. Little did we know that no panel discussion nor recordings would take place at HamCan. Unfortunately, upon arriving in Hamburg the day before the event, I started to feel quite ill, so fearing the worst, I decided to take a COVID test, and yes, you guessed it, I tested positive. I have somehow managed to avoid catching corona over the last 2.5 years, but it finally got me. My symptoms were pretty mild, especially at first, but the only responsible thing to do was to cancel my participation and skip the event, even though I did have to do so with a heavy heart. What made it such a tough pill to swallow, though, was the fact that we were already in Hamburg and could see the venue from our hotel. I could almost touch it. Our CEO, Jeanette, was even more gutted as she was the one that was supposed to join the panel with three other great panelists: Lance Lambert, the CMO of Grove Bags, Douglas Gordon, the founder of Canex Jamaica, and Steve George, a cannabis consultant. But as I tested positive, Jeanette didn't want to risk it, so she too had to bow out of HamCan, and as a result, the panel too. Yet, from what we heard from Lenny Roots, the founder of HamCan, as well as from our cannabis friends, the event was a success. This was the first edition of HamCan, and as many of us know, doing something for the first time can be difficult, especially organizing and running an event. Lenny will be the first to admit that there are things to improve on for next year, but in my opinion, things like events are a constant work in progress, and I'm sure Lenny will always find something new to add or improve on. This is what we like to call fine-tuning. But what I'm hearing through the grapevine is that it was great, with intimate conversations between people who care about the plant, want to see the industry grow in Germany and beyond, as well as for its potential to be explored and even exploited when we talk about using it for sustainable solutions. So if you're interested to see some of the presentations and discussions from HamCan, keep an eye on their social media profiles as the team is currently working on publishing recordings from the event on YouTube for everyone to see. Also, if you'd like to learn more about the event from the founder himself, you can do so as I had the pleasure of interviewing him on the Smells Like Business podcast. Just check out our episode 56. You can also find the link in the description of this episode. All right, next up, let's talk about the ICBC in Berlin. Well, first of all, the good news is that my corona infection wasn't too bad, and I actually managed to get over it quite quickly. This meant that, fortunately, I managed to recover in time to actually go to the ICBC in Berlin. This was my first time at the ICBC, which, by the way, in case you don't know, stands for the International Cannabis Business Conference. I would be lying if I said I wasn't excited about attending the ICBC. I have heard many great things about it and was curious to experience it myself firsthand. I arrived a day early and was invited to a pre-party organized by Aspire, a company producing cannabis vapes and dab devices based out of California. I must say, it was a pretty epic pre-party and set the tone for the upcoming days. The venue was a rooftop bar overlooking Alexanderplatz and the rest of Berlin, with the sun setting in the background, just to paint you a nice picture. The view was absolutely spectacular. The bar was an open bar, and Aspire were giving out dab hits to everyone who dared take one. So, as I'm sure you can imagine, it was a fun night to say the least. You can check it out on our Instagram profile in case you're curious, as I took a little sneak peek video from up there. I was even able to do some casual networking before the ICBC even began, so that was a nice little cherry on top. So that was the pre-party. Now let's talk about the main event, ICBC. Well, where to start? There was so much going on the first day of ICBC that I have no idea where the day actually went. I made plenty of great connections and felt extremely inspired by many conversations I had with like-minded people. It is incredible to think how closely connected the cannabis industry is while still remaining open to new players. Of course, the topic of Juicy Fields was pretty prominent in conversations across the event, but that's a topic for another time. Hint, hint. On day two, I finally had a bit more time to attend some of the presentations. It was a pleasure to listen to Ben Dronkers and Douglas Gordon talk about the importance of cannabis legacy. It was also an honor to actually meet Ben Dronkers in person. He is an absolute cannabis living legend from the Netherlands. And for those who don't know him, he founded the first ever seed bank, Sensi Seeds. He is also the founder of the Hash, Marijuana and Hemp Museum in Amsterdam and Barcelona. And he has done many great things to try and move the hemp industry forward here in Europe. And I'm just so happy I managed to have a wonderful chat with him. And I must say, he was just so incredibly welcoming. So thank you, Ben Dronkers, and the Dronkers Group as a whole. I must admit, it was hard not to think about the late Frenchy Cannoli when listening to the presentation about cannabis legacy. Frenchy Cannoli is another European cannabis legend who unfortunately passed away just over a year ago. For those of you who don't know him, he was a master hashishin who learnt many of the traditional methods of hash making from his time travelling around the world and working with many different hashishins. On top of that, he brought his experiences and everything he learned to California and started collaborating with farmers from Humboldt County, taking their weed and producing some of the finest hash this planet has ever seen. If you want to learn more about Frenchy and what he has done for the cannabis community, you can check out his documentary, which just came out and is called Frenchy Dreams of Hashish. If you can, make sure to watch it. He is a legend that everybody who's interested in cannabis, and especially hash, should know. And his kind words and outlook on life should be shared. I also had the pleasure of having him as one of my first guests on the Smells Like Business show. It is episode 4, I believe, so you can also find the link to that episode in the description of this one. So, back to the ICBC. I got a little bit sidetracked there. The event really was a success for me, especially when it comes to networking, and you know what they say, your network's your net worth. I finally got to meet some of my previous podcast guests in person. Margaret Arnold, a journalist for the High Times magazine, Alex Rogers, the CEO of ICBC, and Lenny Roots, the founder of HamCan, are just to mention a few. It is also important to mention that the ICBC is very much a B2B, business-to-business event, and is full of decision-makers. So, if you want to connect with people within the industry that have the power to actually make decisions and close some deals, well then this is the right place for you. If you play your cards right, you will leave with a bunch of contacts you would otherwise probably and most likely struggle to get. While ICBC also has an expo part, the event is not like other expos you may know, such as Spanibus or Cannafest, for example. Instead, as I mentioned, it's a B2B event which is highly focused on making business contacts and discussing the industry's future from a business perspective. I'm sure I will be coming to future editions, as the high you get from attending these events is, well, different from the high you get from weed, but nonetheless very special in its own right. If you want to find out more about the ICBC, I recommend checking out episode 58 from Smells Like Business, where I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder, Alex Rogers. You can find the link to that episode in the description of this one. So, that's my review of HamCan and the ICBC Berlin. I hope you found it interesting. If you like what you hear and would like to hear more from Smells Like Business, make sure to visit our website at smellslikebusiness.com and subscribe to this podcast. I've been your host, Tom. Have a green day.
Smell like business.